The Israel Report with Rolene Marks for the latest information and the stories behind the news.
Rolene Marks, good afternoon to you.
That sounded familiar.
Now you're in your normal space.
Yes, now I'm in my space.
Right. Welcome to South Africa.
Thank you.
The sky won't go down.
Absolutely. There's no chance of that happening.
First of all, I have to give a shout out to our super fan Louise and to Charlie and Edith Orbach. Thank you for listening. And I have to also say something about all the very, very patient travelers on El Al this morning,
yeah,
to Adrian, Danny, and Panina, who like made the trip a little bit more sane.
Isn't it funny? Did you know these people before?
I didn't know these people before.
So I've always had that experience when you're on some kind of a trip like this where things are delayed and it's hours, you actually connect with the most amazing people.
Well, I sat next to somebody who was a joy. First of all, she managed to fall asleep where I didn't, and slept in such a way that I could get up and go get breakfast and coffee and without disturbing her.
Brilliant.
Panina, right. I love you for that. And then we found out, like, we were connected through friends and right, family in the most amazing way, because that's Israel for you. That's Jews for you. It's Jewish geography. So the moral of the story is never koch about somebody, because you might be seated next to somebody who is related to or knows them in some way.
Absolutely right. And for anybody who is meant to be traveling on tonight's flight, I believe it has been delayed till 4 a.m. So El Al being delayed again. If you know anybody traveling on tonight's flight, please do let them know that. Rolene, what's going on in Israel?
Well, I have to say, you know, and maybe, I don't think it's definitely, but one of the reasons for these delays could be the unbearable heat. I know Sasha gave temps and she spoke about the electricity a little bit earlier, but yesterday they measured the heat at 44 degrees. It really is scorching in Israel. So if you are traveling to the country, just be aware that this week the heat waves are exorbitant. Really, my thoughts are with everybody who's competing in the Maccabiah starting
to... Oh, gosh,
to,
I didn't even think about that.
In this heat, and... a big welcome to Britney Spears. She's another one of the artists that is making this the summer of love, because the hits literally keep on coming in the best possible
way. So who's been there this year?
Aerosmith, Britney, Daddy Yankee, Mariah Carey's there at the moment. She's not performing. So we won't have
She's got this whole connection with Israel.
She does. Well, it's quite interesting. I mean, here's the koch for you. So her ex-fiancé is being questioned for bribing Prime Minister Netanyahu.
Is he the cigar guy?
I just know his name's James Packer.
Okay.
But Mariah Carey is in Israel because she is the new face of Premier Cosmetics.
That's right. When
the Israeli press said to her, you know, do you know that he's being questioned? Do you know where he is? She said, I don't know where that mother beeper is.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
But she says she has a great love affair with Israel and she's not interested in anybody's political...
You know, I feel like our listeners start with us. I actually feel, I'm sorry, I'm laughing. I'm going to tell you what they say, but just what somebody has said, but they do start with us. Somebody's saying, my thoughts are with the Hasidim of Israel in this heat. That's the Haredi, the Hasidim, because they dress in traditional garb, traditional wear, which is often very, very hot. So, indeed.
Well, I'll give a comment on that. But first, a big love out there to the Ivers, who's also sent her...
Welcome to South Africa, Roro. Hope to see you soon. Love the Ivers. Wonderful.
Big love to the Ivers. She's a goddess.
All right.
You know what? A lot of people opine on this topic about the Hasidim. And, you know, they covered up and they dressed very modestly. But if that is something that you've grown up with and you don't know different, you don't know... If it's a value,
you know, so people could feel sorry for me because I can't have a cappuccino after I've eaten meat. So, you know, it's just the way it is, and it doesn't mean anything. But the truth is, it obviously is enormously hot, and Jerusalem somehow, even though you don't have the humidity there, it just traps the heat. It's incredible.
Well, I was telling somebody this morning. I mean, people could feel sorry for me. My feet don't reach the floor in this chair, but Modi Inn yesterday, we measured the temperature at 44 degrees. Incredible. We don't have the desert conditions like Jerusalem where the nights cool down substantially, or Tel Aviv where, although you have the humidity, you've got that breeze coming
from
off the sea.
Mm.
It was...
Everybody have air conditioning today?
Everybody has air conditioning. Mm. You know, if you are a Mazgan technician... You are coining it.
I'll never forget. We were visiting Israel, and some people had invited us over. It was in the middle of summer, and we got a call from them on the Friday to say the air conditioning's broken. You know, if we want to postpone, we can. And I said to my wife, that's absolutely, I mean, how shallow can we possibly be? Of course we won't postpone. And we climbed up four flights of stairs. It was a Shabbat. We climbed up four flights of stairs, and the air conditioning was indeed broken. And I can tell you, I think I'm still dehydrated. And that was about 12 years ago. I will never forget that meal just because of the intensity of the heat.
Well, somebody who is not feeling the heat anymore is the former Prime Minister Ehud Olmert.
Yes.
He was released from the clink today. Or was it yesterday? Today's Monday. Yesterday was Sunday.
Right. You lost a day traveling.
I've completely lost a day. Just for the listeners out there, if I sound completely incoherent, I'm not even on my reserve tank. I'm now on fumes because I've had no sleep for
It's a terrible flight. To be able to leave at 5 o'clock in the morning means you're up through the night and you don't sleep on the flight.
And through the day.
So he's he was in prison?
He was in prison for accepting... envelopes filled with cash.
Right.
From
you see, because that's what happens in other countries, in real democracies, where even if you're a politician, if you're guilty of corruption, you go to jail.
Having said that, he is now asking for the conditions of his parole to be dropped. So that's chutzpah for you.
Okay.
So while I don't
but
think
he's, but he has served his term.
He served his term. And, you know, the Israeli public can be very, very forgiving. And although he's asking for this, he's not...
How stringent are these conditions?
Well, I don't know what the conditions are exactly, but I do know that he has asked for them to be dropped. I would imagine there's a considerable amount of house arrest and reporting in and all those kinds of things. And he has said that he is retiring from politics. But you know what? It's Israel next week. He could come back in. As our cyber specialists mentioned earlier, tomorrow night is the Labour Party primaries. That will be very, very interesting. The Labour Party is currently headed by Isaac Herzog, who is the leader of the opposition. And I know, and I can just feel them coming in, Howard. You know, I'm taking cover. A lot of protest. A lot of protest outside the residence of Prime Minister Netanyahu about the issues around these egalitarian services.
But it's gone beyond that, hasn't it? Isn't it also now about the conversion as well?
It is about the conversion as well. And we had a chairman of the Jewish Agency last week, who's also a renowned human rights icon, Natan Sharansky, saying that we can sort these issues out because these issues will now go to the High Court and the High Court can overrule the government. Natan Sharansky saying that we can sort the issues out because we'll negotiate. However, there's a trust has been broken. And Netanyahu, addressing APAC leaders for the first time on Thursday night, said, you have to understand it was either my government or giving in to the Haredi.
It was quite obvious. It became quite obvious that that some of the parties in government said, we are pulling out of the coalition, which will effectively collapse the government if you don't freeze this decision.
Having said that, he has assured American Jewish leaders that he will head back to, you know, it's frozen for the meantime. It doesn't mean it's not going to take place, and they will head back to negotiation soon because, you know, when we remove emotions and we remove the religious aspects from it, we've got to look at how it affects Israel politically, not just internally in the country, because Israeli politics are very intricate and very dynamic, but also how it affects us with the American administration. And, you know, we need a strong diaspora, and our diaspora needs a strong Israel. And we need a very, very strong American jury to ensure that whoever is sitting in their administration has Israel's interests at heart.
So what's so interesting about that is whereas obviously what you're saying is correct, and I hear it, part of me feels quite irritated with American jury that the minute they don't like how something is going, well, you know, there was somebody yesterday, in fact, that pulled funding. And I thought, you know, BDS and boycotts really haven't worked before. Do we really want to be do we want to do that ourselves to each other? Part of me felt very uncomfortable with that approach, immediately pulling funding and showing their muscle. What's your thoughts on that?
I agree with you. I think it is showing their muscle, but also being very aware of the power that they have. And you know, I would appeal to these organizations who want to pull their funding, or donors who want to pull their funding. Look who might be benefiting from your funding. What if the people benefiting are women or children or communities in distress that could really use the funding?
So that was my thought, yeah.
At the end of the day, look at the world that we are living in. We're living with incredible levels of anti-Semitism. Israel, you know, whether you agree with our policies or politics or not, is the ultimate insurance policy for the Jewish people. We need to have a strong Israel in existence.
Absolutely right. Time is 5:22. I'm talking to Rolene Marks. We're going to take some music. We're going to come back, and Rolene is with us through until 6 o'clock, so we've got lots of time to talk about that. Tomorrow, we are going to do something unusual, and we are going to allow call-ins to the station. We want to focus on the topic of the religious community versus the non-religious community. The deal with some of the tensions, some of the stresses that exist primarily in Israel, and the South African way of dealing with it. We want to hear your thoughts. The on-air number is 074-654-7335. We're going to open the lines up tomorrow on the subject, and we'd love you to participate. I'm going to put that number on the Facebook page, and for a short time we will allow your calls. Time is 5:23.